USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is now requesting an audit of the FAA's approval of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX 8. The U.S. recently grounding the aircraft model after two deadly international crashes in less than 5 months. The U.S. move came after similar actions by dozens of other countries. In a statement, the Secretary notes that safety is the top priority of her department. Meanwhile, a new FAA administrator is in the works, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump has announced he intends to nominate Steve Dixon to be the next administrator. He's a former fighter pilot, a former Delta captain, and a one-time airline executive. The Senate will still have to confirm him.
A sheriff's deputy in the state of Washington dead after being shot during what started out as a routine traffic stop last night. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A federal judge is halting the Trump administration from being able to move forward with a transgender military ban. A Tuesday ruling coming days after the Pentagon announced the policy would take effect on April 12th. Judge Colleen Collar-Cottley issuing a notice saying her previous injunction remains in place despite an appeals court order vacating the earlier decision. In February, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to lift two other injunctions in separate cases concerning that transgender policy. Prosecutors in Florida will drop the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft with conditions. There are reports prosecutors in Jupiter want to dismiss the solicitation charges against Kraft and the other men charged, but they have to admit that they would have been proven guilty at trial. And in addition, the men would have to take a screening for sexually transmitted diseases. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant says he will sign legislation headed to his desk now that's to ban abortions in that state upon the detection of a fetal heartbeat, which is about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The bill that cleared the General Assembly yesterday would create a law that would be the strictest abortion law in the nation. Much of Nebraska and nearby states remain underwater and under declared states of emergency because of deadly flooding that has crippled the region. Bob Orovic is a National Weather Service forecaster who says it's going to take some time for those waters to recede.
Water is slow to recede in a lot of these regions, and just looking at some of the river forecasts across these regions, and the flooding is anticipated to pretty much continue for the next week, almost 2 weeks.
Vice President Mike Pence toured some of the areas hard hit by the floods yesterday, promising to try to cut through some of the red tape so as to get Nebraska and Iowa federal assistance as quickly as possible. And TV talk show host Wendy Williams says she's been staying at a sober house. The 54-year-old became very emotional as she broke the news to her audience on yesterday morning's edition. She had taken a two-month-long break recently for what she did refer to only as health issues. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.